Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen,
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got a big show for you for this Wednesday. We're going to check in with our friend Paul Batura at Focus on the Family and address the comments of Jane Fonda from late last week. I talked about it on the weekend show, but I want to see what Paul has to say. Shelley Goldberg is going to be with us today, and Inez Stettman from the Independent Women's Forum. And we start with Ashley Hayek. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we've got a lot to get to on today's show. I am disappointed, but not surprised, that people on the right side of center, at least that's what they claim to be, when you have worked as hard as this, as some of these groups have, against everything that the right side of center is wanting over the last 8 years, 6 years, I have a really hard time believing that you're still with us. But is there a story to be told about State Department money being used by never-Trumpers to in some way impact things that they shouldn't even be involved in? And we're going to talk with Inez Stettman from the Independent Women's Forum concerning that issue. It's Wednesday, so Shelley Goldberg's going to stop by, you know, former New York One parenting reporter. She's going to help us become a better parent. Just one idea, one principle, one little thing she'll tag us with today. And then we're also going to talk with, I already mentioned Paul Batura, Inez Stettman, and Shelley Goldberg, all straight ahead. But Ashley Hayek joins me now. She is with the America First Policy Institute, which is the think tank that the kind of the Trump administration and people that were connected to setting policy in the Trump years started not long after Mr. Trump was no longer in office. And she's a great, great person. She's been involved in the political scene for a long time. Concerned mom, does a lot of things to try to make life better. And she does it in a very, very tough environment in California. So, Ashley, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to take on the crazies where you are, because there are times when I wonder how much longer California is going to remain a part of the continental U.S. But that's a different conversation completely. You've got a lot of interesting things happening when it comes to education. And we've seen the CRT debate. We've seen the transgender debate. We are also kind of paralleling that in some places with abject academic failure. And I'm curious as to your thoughts on what's the messaging going into this campaign cycle that you want to hear from the candidates about what they're going to do regarding education.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I have to say, I actually was able to escape the People's Republic of California, and I've moved to Virginia, where with Governor Youngkin, there is hope and opportunity now. Yes. But one thing is for sure, it doesn't matter if you're in California or Georgia or Virginia or Wisconsin, the opportunity for parents to have control over their children's education is the number one priority that we need to be hearing from candidates, elected officials, community leaders across the board. What we saw during COVID was, you know, really powerful. We saw moms step up at school board meetings, dads finding their voices, and demanding accountability. COVID showed us the curriculum that was being taught in our classrooms. We've seen where public school kids have gotten behind in education. And now we have an opportunity where we can give parents the choice to put their child in a private school, a charter school, homeschool their kids, have access to school supplies or extra tutoring, and that really needs to be the priority moving forward. Our country is behind in education in states. We're looking at legislation currently. I think to date, there's 94 bills in state legislatures in 30 states that have been introduced or pre-filed in 2023 that deal with private school choice. And so, you know,
Wait, there's 94 school choice bills being introduced in state legislatures this year?
94 this year alone. Yep.
That's insanely good. I mean, we've not had that kind of energy in a really long time.
It's pretty phenomenal. You know, I think last year when Arizona passed universal school choice, that was the work of Governor Doug Ducey, that really starts setting things in motion. Then Governor Kim Reynolds created statewide universal ESA program in Iowa. And then in Utah, they created a statewide ESA program. And then, of course, Sarah Sanders just came out and passed the LEARNS Act, which actually takes it a step forward or further than some of the other bills with teacher pay, reforming early education, And so what I love right now is when you see these governors stepping up and stepping up to the plate, places like Texas that haven't had school choice and have been behind on this for 20 years, Governor Abbott has made this a top priority for Texas. And that's amazing. So we are really seeing such a huge opportunity and this huge school choice revolution take place. And it really offers me a lot of hope and promise for our kids.
This helps on every level, the quality of public education, as well as the quality of the education that the student pursues, independent of whether or not they go to that public school or not.
That's exactly right. And we have seen CRT, racist CRT, critical race theory, being banned in several states as well. Governor Kim Reynolds led on that issue, as well as Governor DeSantis in Florida, and making sure that parents have the ability to see the curriculum in the classroom and providing that transparency is also incredibly important. I think, you know, kind of what I mentioned earlier, because of COVID, it really opened up parents' eyes to what was happening in the classroom.
Yep.
And it's unacceptable. We need to be getting back. We're behind in math and science and reading and writing, and that's critical to making a functioning society. We do not need to be, you know, forcing fifth grade students to simulate a Black Power rally like they did at a school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or instructing teachers to ignore parents' concerns about equity programs, which is what happened in North Carolina. These things need to be addressed head on. They are, and that's pretty amazing.
If we can go from getting the dollars to follow the student, getting parents to have ultimate accountability with the curriculum, and ultimately get parents elected to the school boards, we're gonna fix our schools.
That's right. You know, a couple quick facts from AFPI. There are roughly 14,000 school board members across the country, about 100,000 school board members. Of these school board members, 95% are elected to their positions. AFPI is doing two things. Number one, there's a fact sheet on AFPI's website, it's AmericaFirstPolicy.com, on what to look for in a school board candidate. So most school board candidates are, they don't have they're nonpartisan. So, and it's hard to tell, like, are they funded by the unions or do they embrace, say, America First values, right?
Right.
Texas First or California First, whatever that may be. And so there's a list of questions that you need to ask. You know, are they positively involved in the community? Are they visionary? Do they know about public schools? Who are they endorsed by? Those are things to look at. The other thing that's also really important is we're making a big push to make school board elections on cycle, so that you vote on them in November of even years. Right now,
right,
school board races are random, and you know why they do that? It's because it gives
they
more
get low
power
turnout with high is. Activists. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's low turnout exactly. with high activism, and that then they get to stack the election.
That's exactly right, because it's a lot harder for a mom who's running for school board, you know, to get money to qualify for the ballot than it is for somebody who's funded by the teachers unions. So, and not only that, but don't we want more people voting in our elections? I thought that was the whole
yeah.
point of elections is to encourage and make it easier to vote. And so we want to make all school board elections on cycle years to make it easier to vote, put parents in control, and make sure that the school boards are truly representative of the parents.
Yeah,
so
no,
I think that's something that we can accomplish.
Couldn't agree with you more. Ashley Hayek, AFPI's chief engagement officer and, of course, a former director of the Trump campaign in 2020. Ashley, pleasure to speak with you. Come back and see us again.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you on this Wednesday. And as we roll through it, you know, my contempt and I don't know, it's almost such a dead nerve ending to me now. I don't even get mad about it anymore because I just roll my eyes and go, well, that's the way that it's going to be. But then I remember, if I get passive about it, if I get lax on it, that's gonna multiply tenfold. And we really need to understand that when certain things take place that aren't right, we need to call them out. And that's why I'm thankful for Inez Stettman. Her work with the Independent Women's Forum is always looking at things through the sheer lens of truth and common sense. And she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And it's been a little while, Inez. You did yeoman's work filling in for Kelsey while she was gone during her pregnancy. But I had never intended for you to not be back on the show. So I apologize that we haven't scheduled you more. But thanks for coming back. It was good to see you in New York last week, too, by the way, for your event. You write on Twitter that a certain media organization should be shamed for hating Trump so much that they were willing to work with organizations that were getting money from the State Department to censor conservatives. That's a big accusation. What happened?
Yeah, well, this actually comes from Michael Schellenberger, if anyone recalls the Twitter files hearings that happened about a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Where we had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, talking about Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger as quote-unquote so-called journalists, right? For actually reporting on essentially the collusion between government and tech companies, right, with regard to censoring
points of view that were at odds with the narrative in a variety of different ways, right? There was sort of a COVID branch of this, right, and censoring things that were contrary to what the government agencies like the CDC wanted at the time. There's a J6 element of this. There's a quote-unquote domestic terrorism element of this, right? And all of this, if you recall, was once going to be under this board, this disinformation board headed up by that insufferable woman, Nina Jankowicz. And I'm calling everyone's attention back to that because that's when that was the time this roundtable took place, and it took place with a bunch of legacy media organizations, corporate media organizations, to talk to them about how we're going to, quote unquote, you know, censor the disinfo, right? Like, how are we going to tamp down on the disinformation? And of course, by that, as we know, they always mean ideas and facts contrary to the leftist narrative. And it's all the people you would expect, right? CNN, right? You know, the Washington Post, the New York Times. But the one name that stood out to me there, of course, was the Dispatch, which is Jonah Goldberg's outfit. This was Stephen Hayes who participated for the Dispatch in this roundtable. And it's worth pointing out only because this provides cover for, you know, for all these leftist organizations. They can say, oh, see, we're censoring the really crazy people. We're censoring the people on the right who are, you know, fringe and dangerous, right? When in the reality is the views that they're censoring represent something like, you know, half the country, if not more.
It's this same kind of idea, and I've seen it sadly a lot with center-right people. I mean, Joe Walsh used to be employed by Salem Media at one point, and now he's a loud mouthpiece over at MSNBC, and the stuff that some of these groups are saying to me is indistinguishable from the mainstream leftist talking points at times. So is this simply Trump derangement syndrome that got mingled in with some State Department money and some organizations all designed to further that effort?
I mean, yes, obviously. And look, it's everybody's right to hate Donald Trump. He gives, you know, lots of reasons for people to hate him all the time. Right. So it's everybody's right to dislike the former president. It was everybody's right to dislike him as a candidate, whatever. Like, this is a free country. You're free to love Donald Trump and you're free to hate Donald Trump. What I have a much larger problem with is participating in this kind of effort to silence Americans. This is, and I think this is of a piece with a lot of the critiques during the Trump administration, which was there were all kinds of quote unquote norm breaking that went on during the Trump administration. We had, you know, generals conducting foreign policy, trying to cut the president, the elected president, out of the loop
of the
on
equation.
Very important foreign policy decisions. That's breaking a norm. You know, participating in this kind of public-private collusion to circumvent the First Amendment, that's breaking a norm. Right. So these people are so concerned, quote unquote, about the norms that Donald Trump is breaking. And yet they themselves are willing to participate in breaking much more important norms.
Yeah. No, I don't even understand completely their argument about the norms that he broke, because when it came to policy, he was very clear and, you know, pretty upfront with what his policies were. He didn't try to circumvent the Constitution to put good judges on the court. I don't know where they got that idea from, but they have certainly kind of said, they've said, well, if it's good for him, it's good for us, and we're going to break rules too. And that's where I'm scratching my head going, guys, we've always had candidates we didn't like. I wasn't really a big fan of John McCain, but he got the nomination. So I did the, you know, thing that you do if you didn't want to see Barack Obama elected. I held my nose and I voted for him. I did the best thing that I could at the time with the candidates that were in play to be able to do it. For some reason, and I can't put my finger on exactly why, Trump is different, and they feel like that it entitles them to break these norms that you're talking about, violate constitutional ideals, and really change the rules on how Americans play the game completely, and feel justified in doing so.
I think there's a lot of confusion between, quote, the norms of liberal democracy and the norms of the last 30 years before Trump.
That's a good point.
A lot of the things that I think people perceived as uniquely crazy or dangerous about Trump were really just dissenting from a bipartisan consensus for 30 years after the Cold War that was really beginning to show a lot of cracks in terms of actually addressing issues like trade and immigration that a lot of Americans were hurting over, right? And there was this sort of ossified consensus of the last 30 years. And the problem is a lot of people confused agreeing with that consensus with some sort of deeper norms about liberal democracy.
Yeah.
And it's a very self-serving conflation because it then allowed them, especially, and now forgetting for a moment about the Dispatch and the dishonor they brought on themselves, but you know, much more important people like these government agencies, like unelected bureaucrats, felt, you know, empowered to circumvent the elected president, right?
Yeah.
Felt empowered to contradict the will of the American people in a way they have no power, no legitimacy to do, because Donald Trump wanted to set a different foreign policy, or Donald Trump wanted to set, you know,
I'll never forget
about NATO.
I'll never forget Newt Gingrich saying this, and it's stuck in my head ever since. But he said, when someone comes to office that wants to tear down the problems that are that powerful and that strong, they're going to push back. And that's what they've done, and they've continued to do it, and they're trying to do it now. It's very interesting. Inez, thank you for your great work at the Independent Women's Forum. Follow her on Twitter at, I always get your Twitter handle wrong. It's Inez Felcher, F-E-L-T-S-H-E-R. It's not Stepman. That's her married name. She found a good man.
But you can search Inez Stepman. Now they're shadow banning me, so maybe it won't come up. But usually if you search Inez Stepman, it comes up.
All right. Either way. But Inez, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
When hope is hard to find, a new collection of real-life stories from Fox News' Harris Faulkner reveals how salvation came when it was needed most. Faith still moves mountains. Miraculous stories of the healing power of prayer. Go to foxnewsbooks.com to order now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We on Wednesdays, do take a pause from all the headiness of the headlines, and we've already covered a couple of huge topics today between education and what the media is doing. And coming up, we're going to talk about wokeness in a way that is really discouraging. But we're gonna stop all of that for a moment and talk about parenting with Shelley Goldberg, who helps us every week, just giving us just one area to focus on for the week that we can do a little bit better in. And Shelley, I love the topic this week because it is something that, especially for the kids that are my age, it's something that we haven't just dealt with. We've actually worried about. So take it away, Shelley Goldberg.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Look, this is a very real issue. You know, we're all emerging, you know, from March of 2020, lockdowns, inability to socialize, mask wearing, just a lot of isolation. And this is an overwhelming experience for adults and certainly for kids. How do you reconnect with your old friends, and how the heck do you make new friends now? So right. This is a very important topic. And why are friends so important, Kevin? They're important certainly for adults, but for kids who have a good network of friends are less lonely. They're less likely to be bullied. They're more engaged in school. They're happier. They're protected against depression. So many wonderful things. So we want to help kids. How do we do that? First thing, observe your child. What do I mean by that? You have to know, you have three kids at home. Every child is different. Does your child do better in a group setting? Do they like a lot of noise and energy? Do they like competitive activities? Or do you have a child who does better one-on-one and would rather play cooperative games or play chess or backgammon? It can't be what you want. You really have to know your child. How can you help? Number one, you want to help your kids with conversation skills. That's where a lot of kids get into trouble, and it's the barrier for them for making new friends. And we can help them. Conversation skills. What does that mean? Teaching your kids to strike a balance between talking and listening. Teaching your kids that they shouldn't just ask questions, but they should talk about themselves. And for other kids, you have to teach them not to talk so much about themselves,
right?
But trade information, right? Go back and forth. How do you do that? You practice. You practice around the dinner table. You role play. That's very, very powerful stuff. You can also use TV and radio to critique what your kids are hearing on the radio, seeing on TV, and have discussions with your children about the conversation patterns. Another way to help your kids is to give them ample opportunity to socialize. I mean, certainly you want to make sure that your house is warm and engaging, right? You want to make sure that there's snacks in the house, you know, that you have table, chairs, a quiet environment for play dates. And if you have a shy child, coming to your house is more likely to help make your child feel more secure. So you might want to have more play dates in your house. Three, I mentioned it earlier, but you really want to think about the socialization experiences you're giving your child. Are they cooperative or competitive? You need to know what's going to work for your child. Four, teach your child negotiation skills, because in order to make friends and to keep friends, you have to know how to negotiate. And finally, pay attention to basic friendship skills, which are the following. Help your kids to learn to control their emotions so they don't have meltdowns. Kids who can show empathy, that's another important one. Those are the skills that will help your kids to make new friends and keep them. And also, Kevin, share your experiences in life, how you made friends,
No, I think that you've nailed it. And I have, you know, with the three of them, they're all in different camps. So there's one that is completely socially adjusted, and I don't think she's going to have any trouble making and keeping lots of friends. She gets invited to all the birthday parties. She does really well. Similarly, my middle, he's very charming. He's very social. I think he does well in cooperative ventures in particular. He's not as competitive. The oldest one is a little more to himself. He's a little more inwards in terms of his thoughts. He likes to reflect on things. He likes to think deeply about technical types of stuff. And so the friends he has found are all people in that kind of same group. But we're kind of thankful because we were wondering if he was ever going to make any friends. And then this year he's got five or six that are all, you know, in the chess club and in the cubing club and all the rest of it. So it's, but the things you've laid out here, these are the things that we not only worried about, but we are really insisting upon. Just between my bride and I, we're trying really hard to make sure that we reinforce these in the best way possible. Great stuff, Shelley. Well, always appreciate your insights.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you missed any part of it, go get the podcast. The entire Parenting Express podcast library is available wherever Kevin McCullough radio podcasts are found. Just look for Parenting Express and Shelley Goldberg. Coming right back.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son.
rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. I brought it to your attention just a little under a week ago, but this is how it went down on The View when it did. Take a listen.
We have experienced many decades now of having agency over our body, of being able to determine when and how many children to have. We know what that feels like. We know what that's done for our lives. We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane
speaking. Yeah. And she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. But we're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous...
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that.
You don't know. They'll pick up on that and
just
run with it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
She's just kidding. It's...
Well, let me talk to you about...
All right, everybody's laughing at the end there because Jane Fonda is glaring back at Joy Behar, who said she was kidding. That was Jane Fonda who said murder right after she said, I don't care what the laws are, we're not going back. A lot of it, I think, is just hot air, to be honest with you, because it's such projection. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. In the state where Jane Fonda lives and in the state where The View tapes its TV show, in both of those states, abortion is just as available now as it was prior to the Dobbs decision. But here to comment on this is Paul Batura of the Focus on the Family. We love Focus on the Family for all the good that they're doing. And this is a very interesting, I think, little moment for the left, because what it does is it shows you, I think, a little bit behind the curtain. Paul, what do you think?
Well, no, Kevin, good to be with you again, and I completely agree. I mean, any time a liberal opens their mouth, they're generally going to reveal something that we've suspected, that more recently they're saying their thoughts out loud. And we know that the left often treats the subject of abortion and with murder. I mean, that's what they're all about. And so when Jane Fonda says she was joking, and she says, I think that's obvious.
Actually, let me just comment right here. In that clip, she never says she was joking. Joy Behar says she's joking. Lily Tomlin, all of the color ran out of Lily Tomlin's face in the clip. She looked mortified. And then at the end, like I said, Jane Fonda glares back at Joy Behar when Behar insists mm-hmm. that she is joking. So, let her spin it however she wants to. But at the time, she obviously had a very stern approach to what she was saying there, and she didn't want to be pushed on it.
No, you're right. And, my mom used to quote that old aphorism about many a truth is spoken in jest. And that's what's happening here. In her pseudo apology, she said, I think the point I was trying to make was obvious. I guess my question to her is, what point were you trying to make? One, you're suggesting disobeying law, but then it's unclear to me what point she's trying to make if she's suggesting that murder is the solution to get rid of pro-lifers. I mean, I think we know that's what they think, and we know that's what they want, but here she actually said it. It's almost like you could see the bubbles. The bubbles in the cartoons, they actually say it now.
When you look at the March for Life and you see the 60-70% of the people that participate are not just women, but high school, college, and young married-aged women. I mean, you're talking about the perspective of an octogenarian, literally, who lives in Hollywood, doesn't need anything related to what she's talking about, versus the overwhelming number of people on the other side that make up the very demographic that would be supposedly being shut out by the laws that she's talking about.
Yeah, out of touch comes to mind, and certainly certainly right. I mean, I'm a dad of three kids who are all adopted, and two of the moms were abortion-minded. I'm so glad that they don't subscribe to Jane Fonda's philosophy.
Yeah.
It's curious to me how someone can be so militant, to your point, who is in no need or no party to any abortion. What's driving it? I mean, it's become a religion in and of itself. I suppose it's what happens when you turn yourself over to a depraved mind and lose all perspective. But it's heartbreaking to see someone. But I suppose with Jane Fonda, it doesn't come as a shock to those of us who have followed her. She had that brief, it appeared to be, moment of clarity when she said she was born again, but then backtracked and said she was manipulated and never quite was there, which is too bad. But here we are.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think that one of the things that's going to be important for people of good conscience and of good faith, as we look forward, we're going to have to be, I know a lot of people think that once Roe v. Wade got dealt with, you know, kind of the battle was over. In my opinion, and what I've said on this show, and I've told everybody that's asked me about it, we just got to another level of it. It's 50 different battlefronts in 50 different states, and it's a lot of people in those areas that are going to have to engage. And I think, given Jane Fonda's approach here, we're going to have to be more winsome, more strategic, and obviously more Christ-like than ever before. But I think that that all of those things work to our benefit if we do.
I think that's right. And I think we need to remain persistent. We need to remain bold. I mean, Kevin, you were covering the live ultrasound in Times Square 4 years ago. And
yep.
Yet the strategy of the left, you know, is to ignore it. The New York Times was one block from the event. 20,000 people showed up. They didn't deem fit to cover it. You have over 140 attacks on pro-life, or excuse me, 140 attacks on Catholic churches since the Dobbs leak last May. Rarely does that show up in the headlines. I mean, these are hate-motivated attacks from abortion activists who want to silence and shut down and intimidate. And the reality is we're not going to get a lot of media coverage. Thank God for shows like yours, for networks like Salem, for organizations like the Right to Life and Focus on the Family that are supported by your listeners and people who care about. We're not alone. You know, we're on the right side. We're on the winning side, and we're on God's side, most importantly. And I think you're right. Just head down, keep moving, keep pushing.
Killing is a mindset, and it is certainly something that has taken foot in many people that I don't even think that they realize that they've condoned, in essence, murder in this regard. And so probably not really surprised when someone says something like Jane Fonda did. And then, they have to actually think about the consequences of what they said. Anyway, Paul Batura, Focus on the Family. Appreciate everything that Mr. Daly and all of you are doing on a daily basis to help keep families and marriages fortified. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to talk to you.
You can always get more info at focusonthefamily.com. Kevin McCullough, my final thought for the day, and it's a doozy, coming up next.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham,
the Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him,
Lord,
his only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now is hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus Revolution, starring Jonathan Roumie and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus Revolution, only in theaters now.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, my very good friend Bethany Mandel, who I proudly think is one of the clearest thinkers in the country, and she and Carol Markowitz have co-authored this book, Stolen Youth, and it is an absolute wrecking ball to the woke culture that is trying to steal your kids and literally brainwash them to be no longer your children. That's in essence the job that the wokes have set out to do. But Bethany, mom of six, went on Rising this morning. I mean, I forget which network that's on. I think it's not The Hill. It's one of the other publications out of Washington. It's not even on TV. It's a private closed circuit television channel. But she was asked to define woke.
Americans consider themselves very liberal. And probably fewer of them consider themselves to be woke. And so, you know, when we talk about traditional...
What does that mean to you? Would you mind defining woke? Because it's come up a couple times, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So, I mean, woke is sort of the idea that...
And so because she had a little bit of a stumble there, people started bashing her all over social media. But then she posted that clip on her own Twitter feed and then said this, a bit of backstory. Just before we went on the air, the woman that asked me the definition of woke was on a hot mic. I heard her demeaning parenting in general in colorful and nasty terms, stating parents only have kids in order to perpetuate their own narcissism. The co-host responded, "There are some good ones and some bad ones." As a mom of six, Bethany says, including a newborn, that threw me off just a bit. Not an excuse, just a reality. I'm human. As for wokeness, here's the actual definition that she put in the book with Carol Markowitz. A radical belief system suggesting that our institutions are built around discrimination and claiming that all disparity is a result of that discrimination. It seeks a radical redefinition of society in which equality of group result is the endpoint enforced by an angry mob. And that, my friends, is a very good definition of what being woke is. The progressive woke movement is defined exactly by that. Just think Black Lives Matter. Just think CRT. Just think all of the radical stuff that you hear people screaming about in each other's faces. That's the wokeism. And if you don't do what they say, they will cancel you. It's an attempt to radically redefine and realign all of culture around their perspective and their perspective only. And because of that exclusivity, it's a very anti-American perspective. Because it doesn't allow for freedom of speech. It doesn't allow for freedom of thought. It doesn't allow for the freedom to sometimes just forget what you're about to say and you have a little bit of a brain cramp. And if Bethany was sitting there listening to Brianna Joy Gray, the co-host of Rising, the TV show, if she was listening to her talk about parenting in nasty and detestable mean ways, then I'm sure that would have thrown her a bit of a curveball. Who hates parents? Oh, I know. The woke. Because the woke want to redefine and realign. And that means parents shouldn't be part of the process. Only those with approved opinions by those who say they're approved. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.